And the fig tree, it can also be a picture of our world where different issues, different problems are waiting for a solution, are waiting for good news. But progresses are so small as if being caught in a waiting room of the world. This time of year, frosty mornings gone, warm sunny mornings not yet come. This time of year is also Lent, a time that acknowledges feelings of nothing time, in whatever way they are caused. Just like the words from the film Shadowlands, Lent captures what we feel outside, but maybe also within. And to the feeling of a sense of waste, Lent encourages us to think about what it is that really matters in our lives. When asking about what to give or give up during Lent, we create an awareness of our actions. What actions bear fruit and which don't? But Lent also wants to bring us closer to God, especially when we feel like we're caught in nothing time, or when the waiting room of the world becomes too frustrating around us. Closer to the God who knows what it is to be a human, who knows what it is to walk through nothing times, where time goes by, but life stands still. The fig tree, a third year without any fruit. When will it happen? Will it ever happen? But there is an owner of the yard, and there is a gardener. And you know, it might be that they are both God. The owner, noticing that the tree does not give fruit, questioning if it's not time to take it away. I see God, who knows our entire hearts, and what we do, how we live, matters to God. I see God, who created our world and cares about everything created. A God who is hurt when destructive powers take place and prevent new life to take form. And then the gardener, who lovingly says, "One more year." The gardener who carefully digs around the tree and puts manure on it. I see God's grace, God's love and grace that always have the last word. I see God who wishes spring and life to our entire hearts. I see God who still lovingly and actively creates in our world. Winter is gone, but that warmer spring weather not yet come. I cross the park on my way to church again. It is still a bit muddy under the grass, but gazing at the trees that are still without leaves, the sun catches my face, and I can spot spring flowers in the corner of my eye, and I am reminded about God, who knows our every step, that it's a God who still creates and actively wishes us spring. Spring in our hearts and in our world. Amen.